Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The lyrical genius of Bruce Springsteen there on 98.9 The Buzz. Yeah, I know, it was Manfred Mann's Earth Band, but Bruce wrote it. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano Sandy, hello! 64 degrees.
What a wealth of knowledge you are, Dad.
Yeah. Huh?
Do your kids look at you and is like, well, it's Father's Day weekend, so I'm just focusing on the dad part.
Oh, I see.
Do your kids look at you and is like, God, my dad is so smart with all his little tidbits of...
I hope so.
Musical knowledge.
I would hope so.
You used to be, Scott used to be like the musical encyclopedia. You give him a song and he'll tell you when it hit number one. You and my husband.
Yeah.
Remember? We
yeah.
would play the game.
Oh, God.
When it hit number one... If it hit number one. Or
yes.
I don't know,
oh, yeah. We knew all that stuff. Well, that was part of, you know, it's part of the business.
Yeah, it is.
That
but I don't know.
Never
it.
Learned. That's fine.
Nope.
It's fine. Anyway. Spazano and Sandy here. 64 degrees start. We're looking at sunshine at times this morning. Then it'll be a couple more clouds late morning, midday, and then a slight chance of a sprinkle. Then it's going to clear back out again. So it's going to kind of move in and move out. And 75 degrees. Beautiful day yesterday. Man. Oh. So nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Everybody mowed their lawn yesterday around me. Three people, all surrounding neighbors. And as a guy, you don't want to mow when somebody else is mowing at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Is that awkward?
Yeah, it's awkward.
Is that, you got to wait.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So I waited.
You drive by again, each other. Oh, hi.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, yeah, so you wait for dude, and then I was, okay, maybe I'll go out now. And then this guy, I'm like.
Yeah. You know how I was telling you, okay, so we're going away, and my dad was like, who's going to cut your lawn? Who's going to take care of your lawn?
Oh, yeah.
Remember I told you that whole thing? Yeah. I don't want dad, like, doing it because he never accepts help. So I don't want him to, anyhow. And I told my husband, and my husband was like, it'll be fine. And last night, I'm like, listen, it's not going to be fine. Can you please just ask the neighbor? Because for some reason, he doesn't want to ask anybody for help.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Fine, I will. He was so angry. He was so angry. Does the neighbor really care? Do you really?
It's an hour out of your day. You can't say no when the neighbor asks you, but you got to do it. Yeah.
He's not going to want to do it, but he can't say no.
Right.
And then I have to get, then I owe him something. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Who do you want to owe, dad or a neighbor? Just owe the neighbor because I'm never going to hear the end of it from dad.
Or just, you know, $25 to a kid to mow it.
Oh, you know what?
You know?
Next
Wednesday, I need you to mow it. You know, that kind of thing.
I was going
to
pay my nephew, but then God forbid something happens if it's a kid, I would feel awful. I don't know what that is. I just, I'm so, like, nervous when I see kids mowing. I don't know.
Yeah, those four-year-olds.
I know. I think my nephew started when he was young. I'm like, to my sister, I'm like, how do you let him?
How old is he?
He's fine. Well, he's 12 now. I stopped counting when he was 10.
Is he on a rider or a push mower?
Well, he does both.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But 10 or 12, I'm like, oh, God forbid something happens. I'm not around. I don't know.
Hey, you know, it's all how your upbringing.
Anyhow.
My friend next door to my great aunt and uncle's house had a farm out in Perry.
Yeah.
And he was driving it at 8.
Oh, yeah. Did you tell me a cow story? A cow was giving birth or something?
Yeah.
And you guys drove it to the barn or something?
No. We went down the lane, which is, separates the fields, way out in the country. And
he was how old?
He was 8 or 9.
Yeah, what?
And I had to ride in the trunk to keep the baby calf down so it wouldn't hop out of the car. It was a big old black Cadillac.
That's wild to me.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I know.
2 8-year-olds, take care of the cow.
Yeah.
What?
I still have a scar on my finger from it.
Aww.
On my knuckle. Yeah.
Aw, baby calf.
Baby calf dug its brand new hoof into me, thrashing around in the back of a trunk of a car.
That's so wild.
with the trunk coming down and smacking me in the head.
Was it really?
Now, David, just put it in drive and put your foot on the brake when you get to the barn. He gets over the hill. He's like,
oh my God. God, and you're in the back trunk. And it's like something, nope, that would not fly. Okay, we got to bring this up later on this morning.
Yeah.
If we had social media during that time,
right,
that dad would have gotten in trouble.
Oh, he would have been in jail.
Those stories, think of it now. We'll bring it back up later on in the show.
I can tell this story again.
think of that thing that you did, that story that you have in your mind that you lived through it in, when you were a kid. You could not tell anybody nowadays. If it was caught on camera, you would get in so much trouble.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and social media ruins everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tickets to James Taylor in concert this morning. It's Thursday. We've got live studio audience coming in. We're going to have some fun. We're going to do shots.
Mm-hmm.
All on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Hello, it's Thursday. Good morning to you.
Okay. We're in rare form.
Just waking
Scotty
up.
Scotty and I are so chatty this morning.
No. I'm like, what's wrong with Sandy? She's like, leave me alone, I'm busy.
I'm like, forget it. I give up today. I'm already giving up.
Because you are going on vacation.
Well, yes.
On Friday the 13th. Who flies on Friday the 13th, you goofball?
You know what? Stupid me. It never even hit me until I was on the phone yesterday with my Apple card because I'm trying to figure out how to buy things in Europe. To try to avoid all the fees and whatever. So the Apple card has no international transaction fees, right?
The Apple... Oh, yeah, is it a credit card?
Yeah, Apple credit card.
Oh.
Whatever. Don't you have it?
I didn't know.
No? Anyhow. Mm. It has no international transaction fees.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
But then I wanted to find out the exchange rate. And I know I'm spending too much time on this, but whatever. So I was on the phone with the lady and I'm telling her.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, so when are you flying out? I go, Friday. She goes... Friday the 13th? I go, oh no. Yeah. She goes, well, good luck, honey. I was like, she was
so. Somebody
totally...
don't even know? You're flying on Friday the 13th.
Yes. She goes, wow, how about that? Good luck. Safe traveling. She was making me feel so worried.
Jesus.
We'll probably be the only family on that flight.
I was doing some research on Friday the 13th. And this is. I was going to do something like that on Fox Rochester tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I gave up. It's like, forget about it. But I did find out that the number 13 is like unlucky in a way.
That's Taylor Swift's favorite number.
Yeah. And it's it was because at a dinner with the mythical gods, the god of mischief, Loki, you know, like the TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Went and busted in on the dinner that the 12 gods were having, and it made it 13. And that's what made it unlucky. He was like the 13th, the uninvited guest. That's all I could find on it. I'm like, okay, isn't that wild? And Loki, you know, the TV show?
The Marvel show?
Marvel, yeah, Loki. He's like the god of mischief or unrest or whatever. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
Oh, my God.
So you can blame Marvel for Friday the 13th. How's that sound?
Well, you know what? Actually, my daughter now will love 13 because she loves Loki.
Oh, yeah.
She has a crush on Loki. I'm like, the dude's killing people. How do you have a crush on that? I'm worried for you.
You can't hate Loki.
Well, at the end, once you find out all of what happens.
Yes, right.
Then you're like, oh, Loki.
Yeah.
But in the Marvel series where he's killing people, destroying New York. And my daughter's like, whoa. I'm like, no, not Chris Hemsworth. Not what? Okay.
No. Just that dude.
Isn't it funny when you find out who your kid's type is? And it's... you never did this?
No.
You find out who your kid's type is and you're like, oh. That is not my type at all.
Yeah. My one son has a type.
Yeah.
Which is not.
It's not your type?
Never. No.
Not your type.
No. No. So I'm like, yeah. So
I don't know if you have a type.
I don't have a type. No. If you got a heartbeat, you're mine. I love you.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think of all the women. Nope. They all are very different. Very, very different.
Yeah.
They're all fun and they know how to have fun. That's one common thread.
Mm-hmm.
Party.
Like me. Like me.
Like you.
Yes.
So
are you doing anything to quash any superstitions or doing any weird throwing salt over your shoulder on the plane or something?
Actually, I don't know. I mean, give me something. Anyone else? You won't do anything on Friday the 13th? Are you like that? Would you ever fly on Friday the 13th? Are you so freaked out about it?
Nah, I'm not. No. I think when I was a kid, it was more thing. but I'm not.
So
nah.
You're not into the superstitions?
Not really. No.
I guess I'm not either. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
But God help me if something happens.
Because remember, on Friday the 13th, it's also a different day on the other side of the planet. At any given moment, you know, it's there's time is, you know, 12-hour difference on the other side of the planet. So it's,
I'm not going on so the other side of the planet.
Well, you're going to Europe. It's close.
It's still the same day, though. Still the same day.
All right. Quick call before break. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Full-size Phil.
No, this won't be a quick call.
Thank you. I love you, too, Tammy.
Jesus.
Just kidding.
Honestly, as a first responder, my thing is on Friday the 13th, and you can ask any first responder this, and as a parent of an autistic little boy, full moons.
Yeah.
Full moons.
Almost 1 o'clock last night, or this morning.
Wait a minute. First responders would agree that more crazy things happen on a full moon?
Oh yeah!
Oh wow!
Oh yeah! You don't say the Q word. You don't. She's a fickle mistress. You don't say the Q word. And full moons.
Full moons mess me up. Like last night's a full moon. I didn't sleep at all.
I thought it was just a Scott thing. I thought that was weird. That's wild to hear it from you, a first responder, to say that's true.
No.
Wow.
And I was initially calling up when you were doing your credit card thing.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
I was going through some stuff. I found an old $20 American Express traveler's check.
Traveler's check!
Whoa!
Can you still cash those in?
Oh, God, no. It said it was good for 180 days after purchasing it.
Oh, my God.
It was in a scrapbook.
Well, that hurts. $20. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The traveler's check.
Sandra, I hope you have a fantastic trip. And hopefully your family doesn't leave you lost like they did on the beach that one year.
Yes, exactly.
How do you remember? That was humiliating. I don't want you to remember the embarrassing moments.
I made the Where's Sandy thing for you, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. God, I love you.
All right,
safe trip for everyone. All right. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, buddy.
Great
time. Hey, stay fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay fresh, cheese bag.
You'll still hear us tomorrow, though. It'll be like we're still here.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye. Okay. Good intentions. I'm 98.9 The Buzz, Fazan and Sandy.
Oh, God. Okay, wait a minute. What does that mean? Let's try to read between the lines.
Mm.
So you were supposed to return a tux yesterday.
I was supposed to return a tux 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, that's just true. That is true. But yesterday on the air, we were saying you were going to go yesterday. It was in your car. You were ready.
I put it in my car the night before. It's still in my car.
No, you never went. You never went?
Weeks ago, I did the RPO gala, and I rented a tux for it, and I put it in my front hall closet all nice and perfect that night. You know, put it back together, back in the bags.
Yes.
And it was Saturday, and you know, so Sunday morning I woke up. Yeah. I'm like, they're not open till Wednesday, so I'll bring it back on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, a month later.
I opened my closet the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, there's the tux. I got
to
get ready.
So you were supposed to bring it back yesterday, and then we were taking bets if you were going to sweet talk your way out of an extra charge.
Yeah. I'm thinking now I got to
Now, who won the bet? You didn't even go.
I know. Nobody.
What distracted you?
I don't know. It's out of sight, out of mind. I forgot. It was in my car. Like, I got home. I'm like, oh, no, I'm driving there. I'm like, ah, God, they don't open till noon. I'm like, ah. And it was like 10:30. I'm like,
then you're home. Then you're home. Want to go back.
Then I'm going to crash really quick because I didn't sleep the night before because my stupid ribs still broken. And I'm like, okay, let me just take a quick nap. Then I got up, and I'm like, it's like 1:30, and Ellie gets off the bus at 2:17. Am I going to make it in time?
No,
then
I
I'm like,
have done it
either. Then I'm like, oh, maybe I'll bring Ellie, and we'll take off. We'll do a little thing. Well, Ellie had a different idea. She wanted to go to the playground, so we ended up going there, and it was in a different direction, and we didn't go.
You are fascinating how Ellie runs that house. I mean, Ellie is the sweetest thing. I want to eat her up
her. Yeah.
But you are beyond pushover parent.
Oh, my God.
You have an errand to do. There's a risk of a fee, yet Ellie wants to go to the playground, so you're like, okay, I'll go to the playground.
I better had every intention of going to the playground, and then, hey, Daddy's got to run over here.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, because on the way back from the playground, I had to poop.
You know?
So we had to go home, and then I was like, yeah,
you know what? There are things sometimes that I have to run errands after work, and I'm like, nope, I got to go to the bathroom. Too bad. Forget it.
I'm going home.
We're skipping the errand. Or the other thing that'll stop me, I don't know. I think everyone can relate to this. The other thing that'll stop me is because I'm so paranoid someone's going to break into my car and steal it that I don't leave anything in my car anymore. And you see the freaking luggage that I bring to work with me because my laptop's in there.
Oh, yeah.
To walk in any place of like business with that, I can't lug it around. It's sometimes such a pain in the butt. I'm like, forget it. We'll do the errand tomorrow.
So
what happens now? You got to go today.
Maybe at noon today I can go, or I don't know.
Can you DoorDash it? Like the DoorDash guy comes to your house and you're like, listen, I didn't order anything, but can you take this suit to this Tux to Vittorio's?
You know, there's someone that will run errands. That'd be a really good thing.
Wait, I think there is. Isn't there?
I don't know.
There was that woman. Remember that woman in England who called because she had a ginormous spider in the house, and she called an Uber driver, and she's like, listen, I don't need a ride anywhere. Can you come in here and kill the spider? Remember that story we were talking about?
Yes.
I think you should do the same thing.
Yeah, sure. That'll work.
Call for an Uber and then say, listen, I'm not going to join you on this ride, but I want you to Uber my Tux to Vittorio's.
Yes, I need a ride to Vittorio's, but you need to do it for me.
Anyone, an Uber driver, will that work? I think you should do it.
Nah.
Why not? Let's start this business. We're the errand. We'll call ourselves errands.
It's no different than taking someone there.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I guess.
You're taking someone. The body's just not in the tux.
Right.
I say do it. Can you do it?
No, because then... Then it'll be like, I'm dropping this off. And they'd be like, wait, whose is this from? And oh... They may impose a fee then if I don't come in and schmooze. So I got to go in and schmooze them. I can't just have somebody
drop
it off.
All right, but we're on to an idea. We're on to an idea. We're on to something.
This is Pizzano and Sandy. Maybe some clouds rolling in, but maybe some sun later on. It'll be okay. About 75 degrees. That bad.
So did you go out and buy anything for the teachers or the bus driver?
No.
Don't forget your bus driver.
Not yet.
Year end.
I thought about it yesterday when Ellie got off the bus. Well, I'm like, there's the bomb. Yep. Note to
That's
self.
The woman you need to buy a gift for.
Yes.
Did she have a good day yesterday, Ellie? On the bus?
Yeah. I didn't get any. She was just like, wave hi.
Okay, because normally sometimes she does parkour.
Yeah. On the bus. Yeah, she does parkour over the tops of the seats.
So yesterday when I was reminding you that you have to, and we were trying to decide what do bus drivers really want.
Yeah.
Bernadette left us a message on her voice app.
Yep.
On the free Odyssey app.
Yeah. When you can listen to the radio station or the podcast, there's a little button you can hit and leave messages.
Oh, you said not to say her name, didn't you? It won't get her in trouble, will it?
What bus drivers really need and deserve is respect. Ooh. And that's from the parents and the kids. And for the kids to listen to the bus driver, do as they're told, and obey the rules. Mm. We definitely don't get the respect that we deserve. Other than that, candles, gift cards, chocolates, that's it.
Okay, gotcha. Respect with a sprinkle of chocolate.
Other than that, chocolate. She didn't say gift cards. Did she say gift cards? Candles? Oh, maybe she did say gift cards. Candles, gift cards, chocolates?
Other than that, candles, gift cards, chocolates. Yeah. That's it.
Okay,
got it.
Yep.
Got it. Noted.
Candles.
There you go, everyone. There you go. Everyone.
All right. So yeah. So I've never hooked a bus driver up in my life. So it's about time, right?
Go get a candle, gift card, and chocolate.
How much of a gift card would you give?
You know, 15. You don't want to
50.
15.
Oh.
50. Well, yeah, you're a baller. Come on, you're Scott Spazano for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's cheap. Right.
That's right. Don't cheapen up this show.
No, don't even start there. Don't guilt me. Your guilt doesn't work on me. It just annoys me. It's just like, what, really? You try to guilt me?
I don't annoy you.
Try to guilt me? It doesn't work.
Nah,
it works on you, though. I can guilt you big time.
All right, what if...
How much are you going to give?
What did I give?
Who gets a $15 gift card? Where does they don't even sell $15 gift cards?
I think we did 20. Did we do 15 or 25? They don't sell 15?
Do you ever buy gift cards? I've never seen a $15 gift card.
Well, if you go to the actual store, you can put whatever you want on the gift card. You can do $1.50 if you want. A cup of coffee if you want. Okay, so next three calls.
Yes.
Right, we're going to do this now. Last caller standing?
No.
Oh. I'm going to break ahead.
Yeah.
I'm a mess. I am so sorry.
It's all right. You're going on vacation tomorrow, so you good. You out.
Coming up on the show.
Don't work so hard. Don't work so hard.
I'm not, obviously.
We will do James Taylor tickets, so stick around, okay? Hold on. Hey, 98.9 Buzz. It's Fiziano and Sandy, and life goes on. We lost one of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, yesterday, died at age 82. Sucks. I found this really cool audio cut of... I mean, the Beach... I guess the Beach Boys, the album that Brian Wilson, this guy, called Pet Sounds, inspired Paul McCartney to do, to begin work on Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is really cool. The Beach Boys began their ride in 1962, but I wanted you to hear this. There's a really cool Brian Wilson's isolated vocals. His voice was really something else. So they had masters, and they were able to pull the music out. And he would have been about 22 when he wrote this song.
I'm all set.
Listen to this.
One, two, three, four.
Do you love me? Do you surfer girl? Surfer girl, my little surfer girl.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, I guess he was diagnosed about a year ago with dementia.
Yeah, that makes me so sad.
Watch a sweet thing die. Oh, Caroline,
watch. Here they're doubling the vocals, so they sing it once and then they sing it over themselves.
Yeah,
that's so they
yeah.
get that big sound. Yeah, so we lost Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys yesterday. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Bazam and Sandy. It is now coming up on 7, and it is now time to win James Taylor tickets.
Okay. Now
yeah,
it's
time. Yeah, we'll pull the trigger. It's time to play Last Caller Standing on 98.9 to Buzz. We're going to go to first of three calls.
In alphabetical order.
Alphabetically. And we say hi to Jen H. Hi, Jen H. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Jen was so cute. She's like, okay, is this hard? Because I might want to bail out if it's too hard.
It's not difficult.
No, this is pure luck.
It's harder for me than it is for you. I can keep all these lines straight. All right. Tell us, why do you want to go see James Taylor? Why?
Just, it sounds so exciting.
Why not? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get another call on. You stay right there, okay? You'll be able to hear this, yeah? Okay. And there's Jen M. Hi, Jen. Guess what? There's two Jens on with us.
Holy cannoli.
I know.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
We're getting a lot of Jennifers today. Hey, Jen, meet Jen. Jen, meet Jen. Jen, 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 Jen.
Hi, Jen. Great name.
Jen M. Why do you want to go to James Taylor? Who are you doing this for?
Yeah.
I spend way too much time in my house.
Yes, good. Got to get out of the house.
Good for you, kicking yourself out of the house.
All
I love it.
And we're going to play Last Caller Standing. Saying, let's get our third caller on. They're all going alphabetically. And there is Trish. Hi, Trish. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. We're alphabetically now. You're. Tell us about James Taylor. Why do you want to go see him?
Oh, I've wanted to see him my entire life, and for some reason, I've missed him every time.
You are going to bawl your eyes out. He's so good. He's just amazing. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
Did you really cry?
I cried at James Taylor.
So
yeah.
Bad.
When he plays his songs, he's like, oh my God.
Oh, but you cry over everything.
All right. Last caller standing. Trisha, we have two Jens and a Trisha. So Jen H is our first alphabetical caller. And not knowing what lines you guys are on, we're going to say, which line do you want us to dump? Which one?
It could be your own line.
Yeah,
though,
it could
Jen.
Be. Yeah.
So Jen H.
Oh, okay. All right, I get to pick first?
Yep, yes, one, Jen, two, or three.
Jen H.
Okay, three.
You want to blow up
Goodbye,
line three.
Line three. See ya.
Jen H. Jen H., are you there?
Oh, she hung up on herself.
No.
Well, no guilt.
None whatsoever.
Jen M.,
are you there?
I am.
And Trisha, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Jen M., now line one or two. Which one are we dropping?
Yeah, which one are we out?
Line two.
Line
right,
two?
Goodbye,
is
line
out of here. All right, who's ever last? Say your name.
Trisha! I was going to choose one anyway, so we're good.
Okay, Trisha, congrats. You're going to see James Taylor and his all-star band at CMAC
so
on June 29th, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. I have a good cry for us, won't you?
I will.
You've been waiting your entire life. And
my whole life.
All right.
You're
enjoy
the ones
it.
To make it happen. I love it.
Thank you.
So cool. Congratulations. Hold the line. We'll hook you up, all right?
Okay, thank you.
I love this.
Do we love it?
I feel like I'm going to screw it up because I got to push all these buttons.
I almost want to reach back out to the Jens and be like, oh my God, I'm so
sorry.
We're sorry,
Jens.
Okay, so coming up on the show, Jerker Justified. Now, you know this is going to be a good Jerker Justified when the message came in with, okay, I guess I have a good Jerker Justified. At least that's what my girlfriends are telling me. They're making me message you. Ha ha.
Uh-oh.
It has to do with Father's Day, and she wants to know if she's a terrible ex.
Oh, good. Can't wait for this.
Breakfast with a side of silliness. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Jerk or justified.
Deciding the Moral Compass in Rochester, 818-2899. Now you know it's going to be a good one when the message starts out with, okay, I guess I have a good Jerker Justified. At least my girlfriends think so. So they're making me message you. Ha ha.
Must have been her fault then, right?
This is a message from a Buzz fan.
Okay.
I don't take my kids to the store to get their father a gift for Father's Day. My kids are 8 and 12. We're divorced. Is that really my, all caps, responsibility?
Ooh.
And for the record, he doesn't do it for Mother's Day either.
Oh, he doesn't reciprocate?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if you want to factor that in as evidence, but it's kind of like just because he's not doing the right thing, does it make it okay for you not to do the right thing?
Right.
Is it even doing the right thing to take your kids? I mean, it's your ex.
Right.
Do you have to?
Do you have to get a Father's Day gift for the kids to give to their dad?
Right.
Right.
Because the kids can't drive themselves. They're 8
right.
and 12.
Yeah.
What do you think? Jerker Justified.
Ooh.
She doesn't take them to the store. She doesn't say, hey, I think we should get dad a gift. You know?
Yeah.
If they're not making anything in school, which 12-year-olds, I don't know. Do you still make something for dad? Oh, maybe you do. Maybe the teacher's got it covered. Maybe that's why she doesn't do it. But is that enough?
What grade are you when you're 12?
Well, my nephew's 12 and he's in seventh, eighth. No, he's sixth grade. Oh my God, he's sixth grade? I think they do something.
I don't know.
Well, you got to vote.
818-2899 for divorced mom not to buy the Father's Day gift for the divorced dad for the kids to give to him.
Yeah.
Need a call. Good morning. The Buzz. It's Jerker Justified. What do you call this?
I was about to say, I don't think he was jerked for not getting the kids something to give their father for Father's Day. But, you know, if they bring it up, then she should. But at the same time, he had to realize that now later on, when they don't bring her something for Mother's Day or, you know,
Mm-hmm.
And she had to understand, well, she created that.
Mm-hmm.
When they can do it on their own, they just decide not to because she didn't enforce it when she was up.
Yeah. I see, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the kids have brought it up or not. She didn't say that in her message, but she did make note. And for the record, he doesn't do it for Mother's Day either. So I don't know now if she was so upset that he...
This sounds like a case of...
Is it spite?
A case of tit for tat.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So what do you call it? Jerk or justified? What do you call it? Which one?
You got to pick one.
Yeah, you got to pick one. Which one do you think it is? Oh, I lost him. It sounded like...
This is. It's not jerks.
So. No. So I guess we're
going to have to put him
in justified. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning, Jerk Justified.
Good morning.
There she is.
Hey. I think it's justified.
Ah.
Because it's not her responsibility. But again, like the other guy said, if the kids ask, then I would honor the kids and I would go do it.
Now, who's paying for it? An 8-year-old doesn't have money.
Well, no, of course
not. Neither does a 12-year-old.
It's the point. Like, my daughter doesn't have a father. I mean, we all know this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she likes to get something for my brother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Because, oh, my God, how cute is your daughter? Oh, she's such a sweetheart.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so justified.
Right. Justified it is.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, bye. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning. Is she jerk or justified?
She's a jerk and so is he.
Yes, I agree.
He's not on trial.
Yeah, I know. You know,
you need to teach the kids the proper thing to do.
It's all about the kids. When you get divorced, it's not about you anymore. It's about the children, right? Don't want to screw them up.
What message does that send? Is that what you're saying? It's not
exactly
not a good example. Yeah.
So they're both a jerk.
Double jerks.
Even though he wasn't on trial.
No, he should have been in the first place, right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you get the ex a gift? Because the kids were around that age, weren't they?
Yeah.
Around the age?
Yeah. I kept it going.
How painful was that?
You know.
What if the kid you're at the store, okay, let's get mommy something. Yay. This is painful for you, but good for them.
Right.
And they pick out this great, beautiful bouquet of flowers, but it's like $75.
Right?
Do you say, hey, what about this small bouquet of carnations?
Yeah, like, let's get one carnation.
Do you set a limit? What did you do?
No, it didn't work.
818-2899. More messages are coming in. You're not a delivery service.
Ooh.
You're handling your life and your kids. If they want to do something, they can make a card or ask another adult.
Oh, my God.
Go to the neighbor and be like, hey.
Excuse me.
Mom won't take me.
Mrs. Smith, will you get my daddy a Father's Day gift? Mommy won't do it.
She says justified.
No, jerk. Jerk, jerk, jerk.
Okay, another message. Come on. It's not about you. It's about the kids having the chance to show love to their dad. You're putting them in the middle if you don't. Okay.
So hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Yes, hi. I'm calling in about the...
Please, what do you call it? Is she a jerk or is she justified for not getting a gift?
I think she's a jerk.
Yes.
I'm divorced and, that's not me.
Right.
You don't want to change who you are. She wasn't old enough, so I kept it going, and I still do. I get a card and, a gift, a small gift.
You're a good person. What if he's really, really bad? What if he's just a bad guy?
You let the kids figure that out.
I'm not that person.
Right.
I'm not good. Then you know what? Then he rents too much space in your head.
Oh, right.
He starts changing you.
Exactly. Oh my God, that is perfectly said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerk it is.
Thank you. Okay, so we're at a hung jury.
Oh, look at that. Hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
I'm gonna have to say this is Colleen.
Hi, Colleen. Guess what? You're deciding the vote.
Yeah.
Yes! I have to tell you.
I saw the fist pump, too. You're like, yes!
I'm so excited.
Okay.
She's a jerk.
Yes!
I mean, literally, my kids are in their 20s, and my ex-husband texted me, Happy Mother's Day.
Like, yeah, right.
We're not married anymore, but we are their mother and their father, and you have to... show them respect.
Exactly. Oh, wow. You can't play games like that. You can't mess with your kids.
Yeah, where is she going? Her kids are 8 and 12. What 8 and 12-year-old is going to go, hey, I want to get my dad a gift?
Right. They don't think like that. They don't think of that stuff.
Walk up to the corner store.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whatever. Go to the dollar store. Who cares? It's just the thought that counts.
Exactly.
Show them.
Yeah. All right. You got it, babe. You got it. You did it. You did it.
Yes.
Jerk.
Fist
pump.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or justified.
Thank you.
98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, awesome. She's going to regret listening to her girlfriends because her girlfriends made her message us.
Well, her girlfriends probably think that she was a jerk, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I forgot to put their tally down.
Yeah, right.
Okay, coming up on the show before the end of the show, we got it's Thursday, so the Buzz fam comes in. We invite you in the studio. If you ever want to come in, let us know. But Tony's going to be in from the BJ's in Greece, and Paige is in from the Memorial Art Gallery, so we're going to do shots with them.
Yeah, man.
We're going to do Keep It PG with them. They don't even know this yet.
Oh, dear. Well, they're listening now, probably.
I know. Get ready for Keep It PG. That's always fun.
Yeah, it's all coming up here on the Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy. They'll make you laugh faster than 490 slows down. 98.9 The Buzz.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Who loves Gavin Rosdale, Sandy? Who loves Gavin Rosdale?
I did until he creeped me out, but okay, yeah.
No big deal. It's 99 The Buzz, Suzanne and Sandy, Thursday, live in the studio. Let's do this.
Yeah!
You guys ready? Here we go. All right, raise your glass. Here we go. Thursday live. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday live. Yeah. Let's do this. Ready? Sip it up. Raise them high. The Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Do shot.
Shot, 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 shot.
Wait, no?
It's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Because people stole your ingredients and it really made it.
I just substituted vodka with everything else. It's 99 Buzz, Susanna Sandy, and we welcome our guests. Want to introduce who we have here?
Yes. So remember how I was telling you about, I pulled into BJ's and there was no cars in line, the BJ's at Greece, and it was like, wow, this is like the perfect time.
Right.
And then I pull up to the pump and the power was out. And this cute woman was just shouting at everybody, power's down! And that cute woman was Tony.
Hi, Tony.
The Buzz fam.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. And she was like, that was me.
That was me.
Yes.
She's in the studio with us. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening these years.
Thank you for having me.
No favors here. No discounts or anything. You get a discount on gas.
Yeah.
Right.
More or less.
Yeah,
well,
our friend Paige from the Memorial Art Gallery.
Hi, Paige. Hello.
Good morning.
Who's been on the air with us before.
In many different forms and shapes. And then Clothesline Arts Festival is coming up. We've got to talk about that. But in the meantime, take a quick break. Sunshine at times, clouding up, sprinkle maybe, back to sun, 75 degrees from 98.9 Buzz. And next, we're going to do something awkward.
Yeah, keep it PG.
Okay.
Your dirty minds.
Yeah.
You have to keep a PG.
Keep it PG.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. We have Tony and we have Paige in the studio here for this live Thursday broadcast here in the studio.
Yeah, Tony.
And we also have Robert, who we did not introduce the first time.
I'm very hurt.
Are you a middle child?
A little child?
No, middle child.
Oh, a middle child. Yeah. No, I'm the youngest.
Oh, okay.
You get enough attention. It's fine. You're fine. You'll heal.
SUNY Brockport student here checking out how to do radio and how to not make any money. Awesome.
And just a shout out, Paige is in from the Memorial Art Gallery Clothesline Arts Festival September 6th and 7th.
Exactly.
Put that in your phone right now.
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. Are you guys ready to play Keep It PG? Here's the rules of the game.
How many people come in here in the first 10 minutes? I'm like, why did I do this?
I know.
Did I come in?
Are you nervous? Anyone second guessing why they're even here? No? We're all good? Okay. So keep it PG. Here are the rules of the game. You cannot use the same word someone else uses.
Right.
You have 5 seconds to respond.
Mm-hmm.
and you have to keep it PG. Now, Tony, I'm very worried about you.
No, I promise.
She's been dropping bombs. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Don't worry. No, I won't let that on the air.
I'll be good.
Yeah, Scott's ready with the delay, but please don't test him. Yeah. Please.
Because it takes me a second and my ribs hurt and I can't turn around.
Oh, quick. Yeah, okay. Right. All right. Tony, if you get us fired, you better get us a job at BJ's.
Really? Okay. Now, listen to you, what you're doing to me on the air.
Okay, are you ready? Now, Robert, don't cheat. You're going to go first. Oh, okay, ready? Your ex shows up on your doorstep professing their love for you, saying losing you is the biggest regret. You respond by saying what that starts with the letter F.
I got nothing. I had my quote in mind that I didn't.
Right. Because Robert can't keep it PG.
I guess not, you dirty little kid.
All right, say it again really quick.
Tony.
Yeah.
Your ex shows up on your doorstep professing his love for you, saying that losing you was the biggest regret. You respond by saying what that starts with the letter F?
Forget about it.
I love it.
Paige. Same thing.
Letter F.
You get letter F, Paige. She can't think of five,
stumbling.
Four, three, two.
For real?
Yeah! For real!
Perfect.
Good one.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take it.
Scotty?
And it starts with the letter F.
Starts with the letter F.
Oh my God, I've been sitting here watching you guys not thinking yet. So they profess their love for me to...
Two.
Fantastic!
Yay! Everyone did good except for Robert. You're about to get into the car when you notice a huge, hairy spider on your door handle. You jump back shouting what that starts with the letter S.
Shoot!
Okay, very good. Tony.
Seriously?
Very good. Paige.
Scary.
Scotty.
Supper.
Ew! Okay, and the final one. What is something that you oddly find attractive that starts with the letter B?
Bad girls.
Bad girls.
Yeah. I hope Mom's listening.
Snapped right into that one.
Toby. Bad boys.
Whoa. Okay.
Come on, Paige. Oddly attractive that starts with the letter B.
Boldness.
Barbara Streisand.
Oh, keep it PG. Very good. That was funny. Do you really find Barbara Streisand attractive?
No, but I love her music.
Oh, sure.
Oddly attractive. I think the voice and the, you know, all the, yeah, that that's a, yeah, okay. Hey, got the whole fam family with us here on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. It's Scott, Sandy Waters. You got Paige. We got Tony. We got Robert all hanging out in the studio today. Hi, guys.
If we're a family, are we the parents and these are our children?
No, we're like all cousins.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So Paige is our cousin from the Memorial Art Gallery.
Yeah.
Heads up, Clothesline Arts Festival is in September, yep. September 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
Tony, working at the Grease BJ's. If you go to the Grease BJ's, honk your horn. Tony!
If you're pumping gas, that is.
And just honk your horn at Tony. And Robert is from SUNY Brockport.
Yeah, man. Wants to get into just kinda broadcasting hanging out and stuff like that. Very cool.
So it is Father's Day weekend. Is there a... Well, first I'll start with you, Scotty. Mm. And anyone else, 818-2899. We'd love when you join in on the conversation. Is there a famous quote, like a go-to quote, if I were to ask your kids, they would be like, oh yeah, Dad always says.
That I say to them?
Yeah.
That I would say to them?
That's your quote?
No.
No, your quote is, hey, come on.
Hey, come on.
That's how he disciplines his children.
Yeah, hey, my boys would do something. Hey, come on.
That's all he does.
I'm going to pull my finger.
Push over Pam.
There was nothing.
Oh, come on.
Dude,
How can you be a father without like some inspirational like words of wisdom kind of quote?
Because I don't have a specific thing that I tell them and nag
Every
them with.
Every dad does.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Paige.
I didn't have anyone that I could remember. Oh, wait. My dad, well, they were divorced when I was 12. So no.
My dad would be like, you know, nothing happens good after midnight. You know, you show up late. I'm changing the locks on the door. You know, I trust you as far as I can throw you. Come on, cool. I got a lot
awesome emotional reinforcement from your parents. Yeah, that's more like
Paige,
like emotional.
You got Eddie?
You know, this one isn't specific to me, but I feel like the don't touch the thermostat.
That's a good one.
A dadism. Yeah.
Tony, do you have one?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Ah.
Now that should be yours.
Yeah.
Because you're a practice what I don't practice what I preach kind of guy.
Ah.
Yeah.
But they get it. I never had to say it.
Oh, geez. They parent themselves.
Yeah, pretty much. And they turned out great.
Okay. Now here's the question.
What? Wait, did you ask Robert?
Well, I'm going to ask Robert. Don't worry. I'm not forgetting the baby of the family here.
You've become the middle child of today, by the way.
Oh, yes, lovely.
I know.
So because I was asking my daughter, because I was thinking this out. I'm like, okay, maybe we'll talk about dad quotes if your dad ever says a famous thing. And I'm asking my little one, she's 16. And I go, what does dad always say? What's a dad quote? She gave me a quote I didn't even know my husband said. She goes, shared experiences. I'm like, what does that even mean? She goes, I'm not really sure yet. But every time I have something, like a story I tell him, he goes, there you go, another shared experience. And I go, okay, then what's one of my quotes?
Right.
She goes, you don't have any. I go, I have quotes. I say things. It's like, do mom quotes not land as hard as dad quotes?
With daughters? Maybe.
With just kids. So does your mom have a quote and your dad have a quote, Robert?
My dad has a more memorable quote, I will say. He said this, his father said this, and I've started saying it.
What? Is it clean?
It is clean.
Okay, okay.
Let's went. Pretty much like whenever we're getting ready to go somewhere, we say, let's went.
What?
Like,
you
know, like, let's go, but like more like half past tense, half.
Yeah, like we went.
I don't know about
like
your family. Yeah. I'm judging your family.
I think
that.
I think my family's the only family that says that. I've never heard anybody else say that.
That's original and unusual, and it's quirky, and I love it.
Okay,
love
so what that. About your mom now?
The only thing I could think of with my mom is, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm bored. She goes, oh, you're bored? Well, why don't you go do... And then she gives me a chore.
But that's not really a quote.
Yeah, well,
that's not like words of wisdom.
Are you looking for heartwarming inspiration stuff?
No, I'm looking for like what Tony said.
I mean, hey.
I'm looking for like, do good things happen. Do bad things happen. Like that kind of thing.
My mom inspired me. Yeah. She inspired me not to be bored.
Okay, yes, right.
I don't know if moms, when we have quotes, if it's like nagging and dads have the inspiration
or
whatever.
Have like a...
But after this conversation with you people, nothing resonates with you. I don't know.
What's that?
The mom quote is good. My mother used to always say, be friends first.
Ah.
Meaning don't start in the middle, when it comes start to in the beginning.
When it comes to the relationships?
Correct.
Yep.
Be friends first.
Paige, do you have a quote from mom?
I don't know. I mean, my mom always says to people when she's ending a conversation, she always says, be well, my friend.
I like that.
Namaste.
Do you do that now too? Be well, my friend?
I haven't started that yet.
I think I'm going to. That's so sweet. Yeah. You walk away from that conversation feeling like, oh.
You know what you say all the time? And
oh, boy, here we go.
No, it's I appreciate you.
I do.
Yeah, you always say that.
I really appreciate people.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you say it a lot, so it's like doesn't sound sincere.
How often do I say it to you? Let's be honest. Okay, I only say it when I mean it. I said it. I did tell you I appreciate you for coming into the studio when you have two fractured ribs. I mean, you could so easily call in sick.
True.
I really do appreciate that.
Well, I need one more radio show on this fantastic contraption of a control board. This is the last day on this. I'm getting a new one.
He's getting so freaking nostalgic over this. POS board we got.
I know, you know, you work with a piece of equipment, like your favorite, like your computer or whatever, and you get attached to it and you get the muscle memory going. I'm actually getting kind of sad.
Are you really?
I really am.
He's just
going to
come in tomorrow and he's going to look at it and it's going to be like.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were so attached to that board.
I really am.
I swear at it every morning.
Yeah, no, I swear at the configuration. But no, I'm literally going to be taking pictures of it before I leave.
Oh my God, you're so weird.
This is my... I'm the Wizard of Oz, right?
Every iPhone...
Buttons and things... Like this, I'm... Pay attention to the man behind the curtain. This is like what this is here for me.
Okay.
I'm the levers and buttons.
Anyone else attached to like an inanimate object? Anyone? Your phone? Do you take pictures, Paige, of your phone before you turn it in?
Well, no.
You can't take... The phone's a camera. You can't take a picture of yourself.
You can get your new phone, take a picture of your old phone
as you go away.
Not that attached.
No. Okay, yeah, see?
All right. All right, so we all found a bit of our quirk here on this break, and we'll be right back on 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzan and Sandy. Hey, it's coming up to 9 o'clock, commercial free 98's here, and just at the top of the hour. And Clothesline Arts Festival is on the way. You guys are probably prepare all year for this.
Oh, yes. It's a big undertaking.
Yeah, and this is Paige from the Memorial Art Gallery. And what's your position there? What do you do?
I'm the PR specialist over at the Memorial Art Gallery.
Well, that's probably why she's
that's
here.
Why she's here.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. She's the voice specialist. Yeah, exactly.
So September 6th and 7th, right?
Yeah,
So put that in your phone. And is there a new thing happening this year?
There is, there's a couple new things about Clothesline this year. One really exciting one is it's the Levon Shepherd Award for Creative Excellence.
Yes.
So Levon Shepherd is a Rochester area artist, educator, teacher, community organizer. And this new award, which is sponsored by the Joy Gallery and Studio and local art supporter Richard Glazer, it's a $5,000 award for a participant, one of our artists at Clothesline Arts Festival, and it really kind of honors Shepherd's lasting impact on the region's creative community.
That's wild.
So
that's awesome.
So all the artists that will be there at the Clothesline Arts Festival get to, just submit their...
What? Absolutely, yes. Okay. So any artist that participates is up for this.
Wow.
And if you're an artist in the Rochester community and you haven't yet applied to Clothesline, we are still taking artists. So get that application and the deadline's coming up.
And that brings a point. What's different about the Clothesline than any other festival like Cornhill or... You know, Lilac. Well, Lilac is Lilacs.
Yeah, Rochester has so many fabulous festivals all season long. I'm at a festival, I feel like, every weekend all summer. I love every single one.
Jazz Fest on the way.
Oh, it's coming up, and I love it. Clothesline has been happening for nearly 70 years.
Yes. Wow.
So not only is this one of Rochester's oldest festivals, this is one of the oldest juried arts festivals in the country.
Mm.
Clothesline is really special, and every year it's bigger and better. This year we're going to have, over 300 artists from the region. Music, food trucks, entertainment, and of course the Memorial Art Gallery. So you get to enjoy in and out, shopping, food, art, creativity.
Oh,
it's just
so much
wonderful.
Greatness, yeah. Tony, hear us? This is your opportunity. She's never been there before. This is when you go. You go September 6th and 7th. And
I'll be here.
Oh, you
but
won't?
I won't be here.
Oh,
I'll
then go earlier then.
Well, don't ruin the break. Just say, I can't wait. You know how this works.
But I'll be in Syracuse for Scarecon.
Here it is. We brought Paige in to promote it, so you just keep pushing
just say
it down.
Yes,
I'll be there. I'm sorry.
Even if you're not.
Perfect.
Hey, Robert, Radio 101. He's here from Brockport. That's what you do when you have somebody in. You buffer and move it. Yeah, okay.
So you're gonna go to Clothesline Arts Festival too, right, Robert?
Totally.
See,
that's good.
Hey, Tony.
Everybody is going to be there. You really do have to go.
I think the radio stations did something there years ago that we went and had the best time. And it is really different than all the other festivals.
It is. It's really special. Yeah. It's there's something for everybody. It's a whole family festival.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
All right.
And by that time, summer will get here.
Yes.
Jeez, what is going on, right, with weather? Okay.
All right, so don't forget, September 6th and 7th, okay, over on the beautiful University Avenue.
So, Paige, we appreciate you for working with us.
Yes,
and,
of course. Thank you for having
coming
me.
Coming in the studio. Yeah. Tony, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you at BJ's in Greece. Robert, think of a question, because as a kid, when somebody says, do you have any questions, you have to come up with one.
Yes, and
you
yelled
at him. She's like, it's one thing you got to learn. When you met the
not yelling, I'm mothering him. I don't want him to do an internship somewhere and someone's like, do you have any questions? And he's like, no. It doesn't sit well.
Are we listening to you on the Brockport radio station?
What was that?
Do we listen to you on the Brockport radio station?
Yes, you do.
When?
It's specifically during school. It's right now, it's Wednesdays and Sundays from 6 to 9 p.m.
There you go, right there. All right, thanks, guys. All right, Commercial Free 98 is on the way. Hey, have a great trip.
Thank yous.
Sandy's going on vacation.
I appreciate yous.
We appreciate yous, too. 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy.
Got something to share with Spizzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.